Hi, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Newcastle press conference, his post-signing a contract press conference. So obviously we're going to get stuck into all of that. And joining me to react to that are Phil Blundell, Harriet Pryor and James Royal. We'll talk about how good the contract news is, how we're all feeling about the contract news, how much we all love Ole Klopp as well, of course. We'll talk about what it might mean for transfers and contracts because Jurgen discussed that in his pre-match press conference there. We've got Alex Hurst coming up in the second part of the show and then we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. Harriet, we were watching the press conference upstairs before and it was funny really, because one of the quotes that Jurgen comes out with, he says, "We are in a very positive mood as a family and also with the coaches as well. We really love being here and want the club to be as successful as possible for as long as possible." He goes on to say forever, but then he's very careful around, you know, the journalists writing headlines saying that Klopp is staying at Liverpool forever, because that's not the case.
He was so worried about the headlines. He was really like, "Not me forever, to be clear, I cannot stay here forever.
We want the success forever, not me, I will not stay here forever." We wish he could though, don't we?
We do wish he could. He was in such a good mood today. And he just seemed like in a really positive place. And sometimes you go to those press conferences and you watch him and you think, God, he just does not want to be here. He kind of hates making it all about him, doesn't he? And that's one of the things that we kind of love about Klopp, is that he doesn't make it the Klopp show. And it quite easily could be with the talent that he has and the caliber of manager that he is. But he knows that to do his job well, he has to have the team around him and the set of managers. And I really liked in the announcement video, he said, you know, it's even more important that the managers and the people that I've got with me are staying as well. And he was talking about his song as well and says, "I'm not the one on the pitch, I'm not the one playing." But today I felt like he kind of accepted it was going to be all about him, and he was into it. And he said, we're in a really good place. I really enjoyed him slyly saying that he's had a bit of a fallout with his wife, because she's like, why have you done this?
Why have
you given me all the attention? I don't need this. I want to be able to enjoy my dog walks and not be hassled by Liverpool fans. But yeah, obviously we're all delighted. And I didn't think it was possible for the fan base to feel more jubilant than we could after the past few weeks and all the on-pitch success that we've had. And now this is just the icing on top, isn't it? And I can't wait for four more years of Jurgen Klopp.